These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
It's like blowing a bubble with gum. I can't. I've tried it for 20 some years.
You can't blow a bubble?
No.
What the fuck?
I can't figure it out.
Cadillac, blackjack, baby, we're gonna go out back and boogie.
All right. Why are you smooth? Why are you on a Brooks and Dunn kick?
That song has been in my head.
Well,
all right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna explain it more. What's happening, folks? Top six podcast here. Welcome back. I'm Dustin, joined by my two gross younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say hello, gross boys.
What up, gross boys and girls?
Get your skunked beer here, skunked beer here.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, I'm priming the palate.
That reminds me of a strip club I was at in Pittsburgh back in 09. We went to a strip club in Pittsburgh for a bachelor party. It was $20 to get in. You can drink all the beer you want, but the beer was just so skunky and nasty. We still drank it. We still had fun.
The beer has gone bad.
Can't hardly wait.
Hell yeah. So forgive us for talking about gross things, but that's the topic tonight, boys and girls. Top six gross foods. I tell you what, boys, I almost puked when I was doing my list and my research. What about you?
Oh. I almost puked listening to you talk.
Damn. Like, in general or about the food?
Just in general.
You sound like a drill sergeant in a movie.
Major pain.
I don't know. There's some on my list that I'd rather eat scabs than what I have on there. So
one thing that I go to if someone asked me to do something that I don't want to do or eat something that I'm just not in the mood for, one of my go-to sayings is, nah, I'd rather eat dog shit. And
I mean,
for most of these items, I would probably try dog shit over them.
Absolutely. Me too. I just cleaned dog shit off of Maya yesterday. I gave her a bath. She had a piece of dog shit. Well, yeah, shit stuck to her butt. Yeah.
Maybe you should get her a haircut.
It made me gag. There's no place open. COVID.
Yeah, well, I can deal with dog poop and human poop. I don't like this food that I put on my top six gross foods list. So if this is your first time listening, thank you so much for hopping on with us. This one's going to be a little different. Top six gross foods. If you don't agree with us, hit us up on Twitter at @TopSixPod. The way we start this is Jordy, the middle bro, asks a trivia question to me and Chad to see who gets to rattle off our top six gross foods list first.
Yeah, I'm in a funk. I need a win.
Yeah. All right, I got to say something here. So we can have candy on our list?
Yeah, if it's gross to you, then you...
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, you said... It just reminded me... It's already starting. Oh, God.
All right, guys.
I have a candy on my list and not a fan. All right, let's do it.
All right, I have a tasty trivia question for you guys. Okay, here we go. Casey Kasem was the original voice of what cartoon character?
Shaggy.
Yeah, Chad, that was quick. Holy.
It wasn't me. When I saw me in the counter, it wasn't me. When I saw me on the sofa, it wasn't me. I'm in the shower, it wasn't me. Fuck yeah.
Mr. Boombastic, you're up first.
Good job.
Hell yeah.
Fucker.
Casey Kasem. Here we go. All right, number six on my gross foods. We all have a relationship with food, you know. We want it to be good. That's all I got to say about that. I mean, there's going to be some on our list that people like, and they might feel like it's a personal slight against their preference, but too fucking bad. We don't like it. So there's probably stuff that you don't like that we love. So that's just how food works. I don't understand why, you know, I like stuff that you guys probably don't like and vice versa. We're brothers. Like, we come from the same loins. So, like, how does taste buds, like, they just define our preference? I don't know. We're all unique. So, number six, pickled eggs.
Oh, I love pickled eggs.
Well, I don't.
Damn.
I don't. They radiate, like, before they even reach my mouth. And I just...
Oh, man. I love pickled eggs. And
get the shakes.
They're good for you.
That doesn't make them... Oh, man. No, thank you. Yeah, pickled eggs.
All right. Chad, do you like eggs?
I like eggs, and I like dill pickles.
Do you like pickles?
I like dill pickles.
Give them another shot.
No. Number five. My wife is not going to like this because she loves these. Number five is my candy pick. It's Airheads.
Oh.
I think they have the texture of a diving board.
Huh.
They're terrible. This is what they sound like. If you grab one and hit it against a desk.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? I don't want to eat plastic. I'm good.
Chad, you got soft teeth.
These things are not
love, Chad.
Like, they are just an enemy against teeth. Like, I don't know.
You can't handle beef jerky. You can't handle Airheads. You got some soft ass teeth.
I'm pretty sure my teeth are not the issue. All right. I got a slight against beef jerky because the $4,000 price it is at Sheetz. Shout out to Sheetz, by the way.
Hey, don't be disrespecting Sheetz.
I'm not disrespecting Sheetz. I'm disrespecting the beef jerky industry. But Airheads are just hard-ass plastic that hurt your teeth. Number four, bread and butter pickles.
Ew, those are nasty.
Should not exist. Why do they exist? Everyone loves dill pickles.
But I hate it when they're at parties and I think they're dill pickles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like slices of dill pickles and you pick it up and eat it. Oh,
those
God.
Are pretty fun. Yeah.
I think I've spit a lot of those in napkins before. Yeah,
those aren't good.
Like, dill pickles are like the cool one, and bread and butter pickles are like the cousin that you just can't, like the cousin Kyle in South Park, like, I'm back. Hi guys. Just like, nah, man, like you taste weird. Like, are you sour? Are you sweet? What are you?
Yeah, good pick, Chad. Good pick.
Number three, I had one bad experience and that was all I needed. It tastes like blood, and that's it. If you drink blood from a metal cup, lobster soup. Have you guys ever had it?
No, I never want to try that.
Lobster's fine. Lobster's good.
So yeah. Is that also like lobster bisque? Is that the same thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. No. No, lobster soup is like the chowder, like... no, it's not the same thing. Okay. It's not. Lobster soup is more red and like straight up just tastes like you're licking a freaking blood covered telephone pole. Like, I'm sure a vampire, if they were starving and they had some lobster soup around, they would survive a little bit. It's just not good. Very metally. Number two, I got olives.
Yes.
Green or black?
I would say, I don't think it.
What the hell is that?
It doesn't matter for our freaking list, does it?
Yeah.
No, different. No, it doesn't matter. Olives suck and they are fucking terrible.
Green or black? Both.
Terrible.
Well, I'll tell you what right now. I don't like black olives, but I like green olives.
No, they're weird.
Ooh. They're no. Salty. See, I'll take the very, very tiny pieces of black olives if they're like amongst a supreme deluxe pizza or whatever. Like, I'll be like, there's a lot of good things around them. It brings the average of the entire pizza down. It's one of those. It brings a salad down. It brings a pizza down, anything they're on, let alone by themselves. Oh my gosh.
You ever have garlic stuffed green olives?
No.
No, but it Those garlic, I like garlic, but that wouldn't even save it. They're just
there's a taste difference between green and black olive.
Olives just don't satisfy. I don't know, because there's I don't know. They're just
you gotta pick one, green or black. Pick one, green or black.
You can just olives. Pick olives. That's fine.
No.
Number one, Jordy, I bet you like these two. Beets.
Not commenting, so
not a fan. I understand that they're good for you. And even if they're, well, you know, beets are an ingredient in some. Do you like that? It's like, yeah, probably. But, like, I'm talking, like, beets that you scoop on your plate. Not a fan.
You know who loves beets?
Yeah, Dusty's research assistant.
Dwight Schrute.
Oh, yeah, he does,
also,
too.
Also, doesn't Doug from the Nickelodeon show?
Yeah. See, they're a meme. Like, they're the people, the characters that like them are kind of like, ew, they like beets. That kind of says something about their character. Your research assistant, Dusty, made a good point. She doubled down on it. I remember because I think my wife and I were like, yeah, we don't like beets. No, thanks. And she was like, they're good. They taste like dirt. I'm like, yeah.
If they're mixed in a salad, exactly. I'll eat them. If they're mixed in with a salad, I'll eat them, but I'm not going to eat them on their own.
Like, I get the earthy part, but especially when they're, like, cooked, it just brings out the grossness.
It's, like Mother Nature's vagina. Beets.
Jesus. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Loves the pickled beets. I mean, she downed it. She guzzled a whole can of them today, in fact. So.
Yeah, well, she can have them, because no thank you. But let me run it back, all right? I feel like olives, beets, and the pickled eggs that I have, I dislike them all for the same reason. They just make me cringe. They make me, like, shiver a little bit. I get a little chill. Like, I don't want to go through that when I want to close my eyes and, you know, hear some sweet R&B while I'm eating food, you know? That's the kind of relationship I want. I don't want it to make me feel like I'm in a wet European, Eastern European, Ukrainian bathroom. That's like making me shiver and feel uncomfortable.
Hey, Chad, you ever try pickled herring?
No. Have you?
No, but that's like the grossest sounding name for food. I've never had it, but.
Spotted dick. That's another one.
Yeah. Yep.
Bull penis.
Yeah, they say that's actually really bad. Like, it tastes like shit. Like, it's terrible. But I don't think it's not too common enough, you know? You run into beets at a family thing. You run into pickled eggs at a family thing. By the way,
shit.
Easter, man, the food needs to step it up. It really does. Deviled eggs are good.
Yeah, except when, yeah.
Here's the thing. Deviled eggs and the Reese's eggs are what Easter, like, the best. Ham, get out of here. You know, you're going to compete against turkey. You're going to compete against...
Christmas hams are better than Easter hams.
Yeah, Easter hams are just, I don't know. Easter, you got to come up with something.
Plus, there's a lamb for Easter, too.
They should have snagged lasagna somehow, but they didn't.
Lamb is a big Easter food, too. I'm not a fan of lamb.
All right, here's my, I'm running it back. Number six, pickled eggs. Number five, Airheads or any other random pieces of plastic, basically. Number four, bread and butter pickles. Oh, God. Number three, lobster soup. Number two, lobster soup tastes like if your fillings all, like if you have fillings in your mouth, if they all just got loose and you were chewing on them. Number
it's like foil.
Yeah, chewing it's like foil.
Foil
two,
soup.
Olives. Number one, beets.
Ugh, aluminum foil soup.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's, you know, some of that stuff I didn't think of, but, you know, that's.
Just makes you cringe.
I think the bread and butter pickles, yeah, that's, they aren't good.
Those are, oh my God, those pissed me off.
Gross.
Yeah, all of these foods piss me off.
All right, Jordy, no, give it.
I think I'm going to switch. I got to switch my number one. Okay, I'm just going to put a one by.
All right.
All right, guys. Number six. Oh, this candy, just the whole packaging of it. It reminds me of medicine and just Poison. I got good and plenty. Ooh. Oh, God.
I don't know. The packaging is a little dated.
Have you ever tasted it, Chad?
Yeah. Yeah. God. I wouldn't seek them out, I guess.
Licorice based, and I yeah. Okay. That's
it's like capsules of black licorice.
Oh God.
God. Like, okay, number five, the worst Halloween candy, candy corn.
Yep.
Nah, that's not bad. That's a seasonal.
Oh my gosh. No.
It tastes like sweet, chewy teeth.
They sell it year round, Chad.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it.
You talk about your cavities falling out and just going crazy. Eat it
in June, but like they're out, you know, if they're out in a dish or like in October, we'll pop a couple.
Even seasonal is too much for candy corn. That's a no thanks from me. All right, I had four, but I switched it to number one. So my number four, I got mushrooms.
What? Wait.
Total pizza ruiner.
Get out.
Slimy.
What? Sauteed.
Slimy.
Sauteed mushrooms.
Not a fan. I don't like mushrooms.
Oh, boy. Man. All right. I mean, you got to dress them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just cook them and they sweat and that's what makes them good.
Maybe I'll develop them as I get older. But
mushroom
I don't
Swiss
know.
Burger.
I think it's the slimy texture of it.
Just, I think they're a good role player. I think, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a pizza ruiner for me. Okay. That was number four. I got number three. I got black olives. You got to be specific.
Yeah. Either way, yeah. I mean, they suck. So...
Oh no, he sucked.
No, he sucked. That was Larry Bird. Oh yeah. Oh no, he sucked. We love Celtic Pride on this show, by the way. If you're listening for the first time, we will often reference it.
So Jordy, why black olives and not green olives?
I don't know. It's the taste. They taste so much different to me.
Are they sweeter?
I can handle green olives.
Are they sweeter to you, like green grapes versus the purple ones, you know?
Yeah,
or just, white grapes.
I don't know.
Yeah, they might be slightly different, but they're still olives.
That's. I'm glad you have some sort of olives on your list, though. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right, number two. It's sort of like Good and Plenty, but it's actual black licorice.
Yeah, I thought about that.
What did you say? My phone cut out. What did you say?
Oh, it's sort of like my number six, Good and Plenty, but it's black licorice, number two. And I think you guys now know what my number one is.
Yep.
Bread and butter pickles. Nothing pisses me off more than taking a bite of one of those and thinking it's a dill pickle.
It's crazy that this is pissing you off because it's starting to piss me off too. Because
I can't believe
I've
been
duped
so much.
They took a great saying. I say that. I'm like, yeah, like that's my bread and butter. Doing that now, I don't even want to say it.
Yeah, dude, I love bread. I love butter, but I don't like bread and butter pickles.
Imagine if Subway went to bread and butter pickles on there. See, they know.
God,
like they saw.
I'd rather hang out with Jared Fogle than eat a bread and butter pickle.
Yeah, I'd rather eat dog shit. All right,
guys.
So
all right, I'm going to run my list back. Number six, Good and Plenty. Black licorice and capsules. Number five, candy corn. Number four, mushrooms. Number three, black olives. Two, black licorice. Number one, bread and butter pickles. Ugh.
All right. So a little bit of crossover there. We've got a little crossover on mine, too. There's one that both of you didn't mention that's on mine. So, yeah, I'm just going to run right into it, baby. Top six gross foods, rapid fire edition. Number six, cantaloupe. Number five,
what?
Black licorice. Number four, Lil Peeps. Number three, bone marrow. Number two, candy corn. And number one, olives. Fuck olives. All the way to hell.
Yeah. What's the bone marrow?
Yeah, so bone marrow. Shout out to Las Vegas. We went to a high-end buffet out there called the Wicked Spoon. And we'd only seen bone marrow on the cooking shows that we watch, like Top Chef, and everybody raves about it. It tastes like fucking warm, salty Jello.
Ew. God.
It's disgusting. And
bone marrow.
Yeah, so let me run my list back. I wrote what I described everything tastes like, so I might take a little longer here, but cantaloupe is tastes.
That's like, one of my favorite fruits.
Tastes like shit.
God, cantaloupe.
No, hey, I can see where the cantaloupe's coming from. I almost put watermelon on here.
Watermelon. Like, Jesus. God, dude, Chad, you're picky, though, man.
I'm not. Cantaloupe is so bitter and shitty.
Dude, I love cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe doesn't even have – so watermelon's redeeming thing for me. I don't think it's gross, but it's got other stuff like watermelon, like gum, or like it's part of like a flavor, like watermelon something, lemonade. But like cantaloupe, it's all alone because it's
– Chad, Godsmack said it best. I stand alone and cantaloupe stands alone. It's its own thing. It's its own thing, Chad.
If anything, cantaloupe's a color. Like, oh, what color's the wall? I think it's a cantaloupe type color. I don't fuck.
No, that's like light orange.
Well, all right. So number six, cantaloupe. Number five, Jordy, black licorice. It's.
Yeah. Do you want to replace cantaloupe with Good and Plenty? Or...
No, because I'm going to put that in the same category. But black licorice, it tastes like sweet chewing tobacco that was spit out and boiled.
Oh, wow.
Ew. Yeah. And then Lil Peeps is number four. It's, first of all, it's in the mold of a little duckling. So
yeah, it makes you feel like you're eating an animal.
Yeah. And then it's so sweet that it instantly gives you diabetes.
And you can.
Yeah. Pack, that makes
it's
my
like
teeth hurt.
Packing peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. And also, we didn't mention the circus peanuts. Oh,
my God.
Okay.
I've heard that.
Actually, try it once. Number three, bone marrow, just warm, salty Jello, candy corn, and then olives. Just fuck olives.
Not even if – what if they're on a deluxe, supreme, whatever pizza where there's a bunch of stuff?
I'm not a bitch about food, but I will pick those little fuckers off.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Damn. So, okay. It sounds like
you didn't have bread.
My lobster soup. I was in like a meeting, and it was part of like a sandwich special lunch thing. So I got it because I'm like, I like lobster. Oh, man. Aluminum foil straight in my mouth. And then I was like talking to these people like during it. So then I just never, that wasn't even that long ago. But you have your Vegas bone marrow story. Jordy, do you have like one on your list that there was a definitive moment that was like?
Just the numerous times at random get-togethers that I've picked up a pickle, thinking it's a dill pickle, but it's a bread and butter pickle. That's happened to me so much. I'm guessing.
You know what's worse than someone thinking that bread and butter pickles are better than dill? Are the people that probably think, there's no difference. It's like this. What's the difference? Those people are psychotic and they need help because what? I guarantee they put it out there thinking like, it doesn't matter, you know? And that's just like, you gotta realize. you just pissed Jordy off years after.
So, Dusty, you didn't have bread and butter pickles, or did you?
No, but I'm okay with it being on the ultimate. I would very easily – I mean, that would be my number – it might be my number eight, because number seven
is
probably going to piss a lot of people off here. But honestly, IPA beer, fucking disgusting. It tastes like someone milked a bunch of pennies.
Does that count as food?
It's not on my list.
Yeah, because I thought about the chocolate and coffee beers and stuff. Yeah,
like you're thinking like worst tastes.
Yeah, worst taste. I mean, IPAs.
Okay.
The reason why they're not on my list is because it can get you drunk. So
there's some kind of upside.
Yeah, there's
definitely a redeemer.
All right, so we're not going to take a break. We're gonna power this ultimate top six gross foods list out. Shout out to our unofficial sponsor, Sheetz. Our official sponsor, CBB Media. Check out cbbmedia.info yep. if you need video shit done. I guess don't call CBB Media if you're going to be doing a Beats commercial.
Yeah, no Beats commercial. I have a Beats commercial. And if we end up meeting at a diner or something and there's a soup and sandwich special and you get the lobster soup, I'm not going to do – I'm just going to – unfortunately, going to have to part ways. I'm just going to
walk right out of there. Now.
Yep. I don't even want that near me.
And leave you with the bill.
Yeah, I'm, I have a no Beats policy.
Chad, what if you set – what if you sat down with a client and they ordered like bread and butter pickles and lobster soup?
Oh man. I'm a professional. And it's a so I would accept their preference and just worry about my own food. And but inside I would be cringing. Like I said, I shrivel up. It just these foods make me just not they make me uncomfortable. So it'd be hard to focus.
What if they ordered a martini with extra olives and then fished around in their pocket for a good 30 seconds and said, "Oh, you want this airhead?"
I would go ahead and hit him over the head with it because it's got the texture of a wiffle ball bat. So, I don't even want to picture that.
All right. So, Jordy, you're going to be shit out of luck here because olives is going to be number one because –
damn. Wait, what about bread and butter pickles?
That's going to be number two.
Yeah, I think I realized, okay. Like, I would have had that higher if I thought about it.
I hate black olives so much, so it's okay that olives are number one, even though I like green olives. I don't love them.
That's okay, and I don't think Chad and I are going to be agreeing on mushrooms on your list, because I love mushrooms.
Oh, boy.
On my phone. Disconnected for a second. Are we still talking about how bad bread and butter pickles are?
Yeah, I also told Jordy, I said, I don't think you and I are going to agree with mushrooms being on his
list. I can't agree with that, Jordy. I can't.
Well, my I got to fight for black licorice.
Favorite food, steak with sautéed mushrooms, man.
I'd rather have sautéed onions.
Well, yeah, do that too. Hell yeah. Put them both in a pan.
I don't know. So slimy.
Hey, Chad, I don't think you're going to have to fight for black licorice because even though Jordy didn't have it, Good and Plenty is made up of black licorice. So,
well, no, I didn't have black licorice.
Oh, shit.
But it does suck.
Terrible.
See, I have Airheads, but Airheads don't need to be on there because black licorice, the taste, I have an issue with the Airhead texture.
Dude, Chad. Blue raspberry Airheads are delicious. I love them.
Yeah, but I don't. They all have the same. It's a texture thing, you know.
Okay, that's like me for mushrooms. They're so slimy.
They're slimy for you. Me, I think they pair well with a steak. Airheads, not a fan of the rock hard slab of plastic.
Okay,
but black licorice is pretty bad. I don't think anyone like that. Seriously,
someone does. Somebody,
jeez.
You know, I think there's a liquor called Sambuca that tastes like black licorice. And also, God, I can't remember. There's another one that tastes similar to black licorice too, but it's just, it's just not good. And I think that should be number three.
Yeah.
Give it
it's
up.
Gotta be.
Also, I mean, I think Beats need to be on here somewhere. It's like eating Earth's like an organ that you just ripped right out of. Like they're bloody when they're not supposed to. Like, I don't know. I guess the blood aspect, like the lobster soup, I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Jordy, what are your thoughts on beets?
Mix them in with a salad. I'm okay with them.
Yeah, but this isn't top six ingredients.
I'm talking a scoop of beets.
Nobody eats a scoop of mushrooms, a scoop of beets.
I do if you cook them. The mushrooms, beets, no. I mean, I'm good with beets being on the list, even though my wife loves them. But
I say candy corn has to be above beets.
Beets are notorious for being gross, though. I mean, think of the shows. The reason they make characters like beets is to make them not like the other kid, like to make them stand out as being like off. Like, oh man, he likes beets. Like, well, he's the beet. Yeah. I don't know. So they have the pop culture vote too.
That's a good point. I would be okay with beets being number four.
We got to have candy corn on the list, though.
Well, we got two more left.
Hold on. We have a. We have the licorice.
We have the liquor.
Candy corn is bad, though, Ted.
Pick the meat. I don't know what a bad, other than like the weird organs and stuff.
Lamb.
Yeah, but I'll eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm you guys have never had bone marrow, huh?
No.
No, never had it.
Just imagine warm, salty jello going down the back of your throat.
Like, oh, really, God. Like, super salty? Like,
really salty. And the jello is, it's not even chunky like jello. It's kind of like a, what the hell am I trying to describe? It's kind of like a stretchy jello.
Ew.
Like, it's weird. But it
like a chewy jello.
No, it's
like,
not even chewy. It turns instantly into a liquid when it hits your mouth.
Put it on there.
Oh God.
All right.
Yeah, come it's on, just
Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, throw it on there. Number five.
Okay. That's Vegas was fun though. That restaurant, very good. The Wicked Spoon. It. I mean, you take a little sip of that and you just put it on your table. Like, excuse me, can you please remove this? Thank you. All right. So. Ultimate top six gross foods. Number one, olives. Number two, bread and butter pickles. Number three, black licorice. Number four, beets. Number five, bone marrow. Four out of the five start with the letter B. We need a number six.
Oh, my God.
So we've got cantaloupe, lobster soup. That does sound disgusting.
Cantaloupe's not making the list. I can see a case for lobster soup.
Yep,
though.
And like, I know people are going to fall soup. Victim at your local, might be a local diner, might be a chain, but do not fall for that $5.99. You get a soup with your sandwich at lunchtime. It'll ruin your day.
So, Chad.
Oh, God.
Chad, I need to. So, it was from one establishment, right? Because lobster bisque is a very popular
dish.
Yeah,
I looked that up.
Love.
And that looks more like a chowder where there's more to it. It's creamier. Yeah, it's creamier.
Yeah.
Okay.
More hearty.
Yours was like a soup. Yeah. It had broth, like weird.
It was red.
Water.
Blood. Blood.
Maybe I had
like
a bad
blood broth.
Soup. Shit. Hold on. Maybe that's what happened. Actually, my wife was saying that earlier. You had it at one place, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe you did, because I would try it, but I'm with Jordy with candy corn, man.
For number six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are in the season of Halloween. That's blasphemy.
Well, it's all about getting clicks. That's all I care about. That's why I put it on the list. Just kidding. I absolutely hate that little candy.
Well, if I'm outvoted for number six for
it
candy
doesn't...
corn, I like candy corn. I don't dislike it. So I won't fight. I won't fight.
Oh, man.
All right. All right. So ultimate top six gross foods. Number one, olives, black and green. Number two, bread and butter pickles. Number three, black licorice. Number four, beets. Number five, bone marrow. Ugh. Number six, candy corn. We're done, folks.
You know, I'm surprised none of you guys put combos on there.
I think.
I remember you guys said it tastes like pizza.
Whoever's eating it turns it into the reason it tastes like puke. If you have a few. Every now and then on a road trip. But if you go too far, you get that puke flavor. And inherently, they don't taste like puke. But they get to that point where they do, I think. I thought about okay. Like dill pickle flavored chips.
I think that's
what well, those are good.
I actually don't think they're good. I think they're more of a novelty. Like, oh, hey, look, these chips taste like pickles. Cool. Yeah. Just go get a pickle.
At least.
Yeah. So I want to, I'm curious now. I kind of want to hear. I know, I don't think Dad likes liver. I can't ever remember eating liver.
Yeah, never had liver.
That's a notoriously bad food as well. But I think I might try to get Dad to send us over his top six gross foods. I'm curious because I feel like he would eat anything. So,
yeah, he's not too picky.
Nah, he ain't a picky bitch. So,
dude,
maybe,
I am not picky. Like, you're full of shit. Yeah. That's just
whatever, lobster boy.
Whatever.
Lobster God. Soup boy.
Got me there.
All right, fellas. We're done with this episode. Thanks for tuning in, folks. At Top Six Pod on Twitter. Let us know what foods you hate, or if you like bread and butter pickles, unfollow us. See ya.
What's happening, everybody? Thank you so much for listening. We got a special Top Six message from the Top Six Boys' dad, Mark Badass Bernard. He's going to give us his top six gross foods. Should be interesting. I have to put a disclaimer in there before you listen to this. I apologize for Tucker Carlson's dopey-ass voice. I think he's on Fox News, whatever. Whatever channel that chode works for, we're sorry that you have to hear his voice. But anyway, enjoy Mark Badass Bernard's top six gross foods list.
Liver. Lemon, buttermilk, avocado.
The flash drive was found on Monday night by an hourly employee at the UBS building.
Sushi.
They suggested it might have been sitting on the floor there. They couldn't have found that because
lima beans.
In a room.